home, Clemson. For registration information, go to alumni.clemson.edu/alumni spring break. That's alumni.clemson.edu/alumni spring break. Alumni Spring Break, starting Friday, March 24th. Go Tigers!
With two locations to take care of their customers, family-owned R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, and EasyGo stand tall to take care of you. Whether it's new, used, or rentals, sales, service, or parts, with factory-trained techs providing lithium battery conversions, put your trust in EasyGo and R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports. Pick up delivery service available. Why go elsewhere? R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports in Seneca on Highway 123 and Anderson on Clemson Boulevard.
I look at it every single day and I'm in awe.
That's Tracy talking about her amazing diamond ring from Diamonds Direct.
Better than anything I could ever imagine. Just fantastic. The biggest compliment is everybody says I've never seen anything like it.
And the shopping experience at Diamonds Direct?
Very laid back. Not one time did we feel like we were being pressured. Not one time did we feel like we were being asked to extend a budget we did not have. In fact, it was almost the opposite. Like, we completely respect the budget that you guys have. Let us see if we can make something work.
And how about the free service for life at Diamonds Direct?
I come back about once a month and I have them clean it, redip it so it's all shiny and new, and they will clean it every day if I walk down here every day. They're fantastic.
These days, Tracy walks around with Diamonds Direct business cards in her purse.
I hand them to strangers. When people say, where did you get that? I go, here, this is where I got it. And they always go, oh, I hear the ads, but I've never been in there. I'm like, go in.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
There's nothing like this anywhere else that I've seen.
Get directions, store hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't ride an elevator for the music, and you don't pick an airline for the movies. So when it comes to audio entertainment, it makes sense to choose Audible. It's the home for stories told by the biggest stars, like John Hamm, Kerry Washington, and Kevin Hart. It's home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't-miss comedies. Audible is the home of storytelling. Let your imagination soar with audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Start a free trial at audible.com.
Up to the road rage. People are writing me saying that his wife is a Fox News anchor.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, she has to work. She has to work two jobs.
She's
need the money.
They need the money. Yeah.
She has to work two jobs. She's scraping by.
I want to see the inside of these houses.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Barely scraping by. I'm sure those photos exist somewhere. Dexter said, Timmy coming into his prime at age 30. It's
Timmy.
True. And Timmy looks like he's about 42.
Timmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Timmy looks like a like he's 42 and like he's been, I don't know, living on the street. but he can play. I mean, you know, the look is deceptive. I know that. And he's been a beast. Tex said, Walt, what was your Bama pick? On second thought, maybe I don't want to know your Bama pick. That's right. That's right. Well, look, I just didn't want to pick Bama because of Brandon Miller. I said that before the tournament. So that the whole Nate Oates thing, I did not want to pick Bama. But I did think Bama would go to the Final Four at the start of the season. But I just refused to pick them. I was a conscientious objector to picking Alabama. So I looked for them to find a way for them to exit. And that hasn't worked. But again, who would they have exited to this point? They're going to make it through. They're going to make it through three rounds playing a play-in game winner, a crappy Maryland team out of a crappy Big Ten, and San Diego State, assuming they make it through that. And should they win that, they're still going to wind up playing absolutely nobody because everybody's gone. I mean, they're going to wind up playing Creighton or Princeton. Alabama can get to the Final Four basically playing nobody, which is, again, that's a failure of the tournament committee. This is not a balanced field. You know what? Here's the thing. Normally when you look at a bracket, you get debate over what's the strongest region. You know, I might say Midwest, somebody else might say East, somebody else might say West or South or whatever. You get debate. There's not normally universal convention. There was universal convention that the West was by far the most difficult region. And it just is. Nobody would argue that. Nobody. And some of these other regions were just margarine soft on a 100-degree summer day. There just aren't challenges to these teams. Again, you know, look, Alabama can't help who loses before they get to them, just to be clear. Alabama can't help that Arizona tanked. It's not their fault. That's a fact. That's a fact. It's the old, it is what it is to some degree in the South region. But the problem, the dilemma is that there was no balance. The West region was loaded and everything else was soft. There wasn't another legitimate region. And it's been proven. I mean, in the East, you know, Purdue and Duke both got laid waste to. You know, and Duke was only the 5, but they were playing well. But Purdue, Marquette, Kansas State is the highest seeded team remaining in the East as a 3 seed. So, you know, none of these regions were very good except for the West. The West loaded. Anderson Gator. We haven't seen Anderson Gator in a while. Anderson Gator, welcome back, Anderson Gator. Oops. Yeah, there you are.
Thanks, Walt. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be back, but still a solid listener for 14 years, and you guys are the best thing in radio.
Thank you.
Such a long time.
Very kind.
You guys really are. Thank you. I met with Rory today. He's in really good spirits.
Good.
He did not have any diagnosis, but... he looks really good. He's seen a few doctors, and no timetable as to his exit, but he was getting some kind of oscopy kind of thing. I forgot now what he was going down for. But anyway, he was going down for a procedure, nothing serious. I think it was like they do for a pregnancy thing. Anyway.
Rory's pregnant?
So he's in good spirits, and he wanted to say, yeah, no. It's come a surprise to him, too, don't you think? Listen, I love what you're doing with the tournament, and, you know, I would really love to see Gonzaga take it for the first time because it's sort of the under-the-radar team that nobody's paying attention to. And of all the teams in this tournament, I think they've paid the dues more than anybody else and not taking down the Nets. So, but, you know, if a Princeton takes it, cool.
That's a fact. They have the longest consecutive Sweet 16 streak by far of any team in the country, and they've come so close before. That's a fact. They've paid their dues, and you just wonder, is it their time?
I hope so. I mean, but yeah, overall, I think the tournament. I know the subject you were about going on about fairness of the conferences and things like that, and you're absolutely correct. It's a travel restriction thing. Who knows? I mean, is Clemson, Florida today in the NIT an accident? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
The women's basketball tournament?
You know,
no, of course it's not.
And it's funny because I had Amanda Butler on the other day, and I asked her about that very issue, and she just laughed and said, no, absolutely not. They plan that 100%. And they do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question that they do.
They're trying to create these rivalries.
Yeah,
and especially one where she was there for like 14, 15 years, and now she's at Clemson and facing her team for the first time. I think it's a hell of a Cinderella story for one of these two programs, especially for Clemson, because they've really never been here before.
Yeah, no question. And again, you know, she played there. She coached there for about a decade. And so, you know, a lot of her life was lived there. So, yeah, it's a... But make no mistake, she knows what side she's on.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm on the fence. I don't know which side I'm on. Is a Florida alum, or do I want to go with the Clemson team? But hopefully it's going to be a great game, and hopefully the fans come out and fill that stadium, that arena, because the fact is that something like this doesn't happen very often. And you got to take it for the moment. You know
100%. Yep. It's a good job, yeah. Anderson Gator. Good talking to you again. Glad Rory is doing a little better.
You bet.
Thank you, Anderson Gator. You get in if you want. Yeah, look, I mean, it's a big opportunity, and Coach Butler knows that better than anybody. And again, she has reveled in this experience. And again, it's a 64-team field. You know, this is a hard championship to win. And right from the beginning, Coach Butler said, you know, there are going to be two champions this year. Two champions, two tournaments, two champions. And you have a chance to be one of them. And her team bought in. Now, look, you know, she'll be the first to tell you that so much of basketball comes down to little things. One bounce, you know, one shot, one missed free throw, one turnover, you know, one dribble off your foot, one charge, one block. You know, it comes down to these things, just like it did against Auburn. So many of these games just come down to that. There is an element of luck, but you've got to put yourself in position to capitalize on luck when luck occurs. And that's where the skill and the coaching and everything comes in. You've got to be in position. If you're down 20, a unfortunate bounce for your opponent at the end of the game doesn't change the outcome.
That's true.
Right. An unfortunate bounce for your opponent only changes the outcome if you're down, you know, one or down two or tied. That type of thing. So you've got to put yourself there to begin with. And her team has played with her type, Coach Butler's type of energy and enthusiasm. And that'll be coming your way here at 6:40 today. We'll have the pregame with Kwok and company. And then the game itself, we'll get going at 7. And we'd encourage everybody to get over and partake in that. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So congratulations to Coach Butler and her team for playing as well as they have thus far in getting through two rounds thus far in another home game. And who knows what happens after tonight. We'll see how that all plays out. All right, so we've done the West and we've done the Midwest, and now we have the unfortunate task of going through the East. Oh, man. We have Michigan State and Kansas State. Is the Izzo factor a real thing? Are they playing better? Or are they really the team that we watched in the Big Ten tournament not play particularly well? They played well against Marquette. Marquette's one issue was they weren't the most physical, biggest team in the world. I'm taking Kansas State. Give me Kansas State straight up to beat Izzo's bunch and to continue to move on. I think Kansas State is well coached. I think they have elite guard play. I think they get the advantage in terms of guard play in this game, and I think they win the game. So I'm still debating them as a spread pick, but I'm taking Kansas State to win straight up in the East. Then we have your Florida Atlantic team, Ramona, against Tennessee. And astonishingly enough, you're the only person in America who has Florida Atlantic playing Tennessee, I'm sure. You actually, in your bracket, you have Florida Atlantic playing Tennessee.
Yeah, that's why I'm so shocked.
Who did you have down beneath in that, the bottom part of that bracket?
The bottom part I have... Providence and Michigan State. I have Michigan State.
So you still have Michigan State alive too.
Yeah.
You have,
but I don't take them all the way to anything.
I know, but the point is, you have three of those four teams.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man. I can't testify to what I had over there because I ripped off that part of my bracket and threw it away. Remember?
What side you got?
That was the left side. What?
I know, but what side
this
you got?
This is a blank bracket.
Oh, you're just reading what the teams are. Oh, okay.
I'm reading the teams, yeah, and I'm okay. Filling out my Sweet 16 selections. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But you actually had three of the four.
Yeah.
You have Florida Atlantic.
Tennessee. And Michigan State.
And Michigan State.
Yeah, Providence.
I had none of those teams. None of them.
None of those.
That's why I threw out the left side of my bracket.
Ah.
The left side of my bracket was an unmitigated disaster. No question. What did you say?
I said it's in the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 You heard. You saw it the other day. You saw me rip it in half.
I saw you rip it in half.
I had no use for the left half anymore.
That's right.
Nothing good was going to come of the left half. There was nothing good.
Nothing.
But
aren't you glad that they put all those Connecticut and Gonzaga all in the same little square?
No, because if they were over here, I'd have all those regions right.
I see what happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I got screwed over by the committee.
They put all your good teams in one region. And you can't pick them all.
Right. And so they left me to pick from all this flat trash.
Well, you know, I have Kent State, too.
You what?
I have Kent State also.
You have Kansas State also?
Oh, Kansas State. Oh, yeah. No, I have Kent State. Okay, I got that.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Yeah. But Kent I still have Texas.
Yeah, well, you know,
is
we're
Texas one
look,
or
look, look.
One?
Can you ever just focus, rabbit, squirrel? We're in the East.
Me?
East, yes.
I know, but
East.
I got bored with the East, and I decided to ask you.
You're bringing up
you
Texas. Texas in the Midwest. They're not even in the right region
yet.
Okay,
but
Midwest.
Well, you were
in the East.
Talking about what I had when I didn't.
I wanted to know what you had in the East.
In the East, I have Florida, Atlantic, Tennessee, and Michigan State.
Yes, we established
but
that.
I noticed that I had some that you were talking about over on the other side, and I thought I'd point that out.
Okay.
Well, I got
all right.
Xavier.
Well,
I got
the time
Texas.
To point that out was actually when we were in those regions. But
well,
let's,
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, but let's go.
You when you were talking
about
that.
So okay, so that
well,
works both ways. You remember?
I was
you remember?
Down.
You remember? You said that.
Well, I was right. Writing down, so I wasn't looking at mine.
All right. So wait. So hold on. So.
Okay,
you're
what?
Saying in the Midwest you had Xavier playing Texas?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. And then what about the top part of that bracket?
Auburn and Kent State.
Yeah, that didn't go as well.
Yeah, that didn't go.
Yeah.
No laughing for that one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you won't.
And then I had
TCU
and UCLA.
Yeah, you won't
playing.
Be talking any noise off that
one
there.
No noise. All right.
We'll
no
get to
noise.
That. We'll get to that one.
Yeah,
let me
no
tell
noise.
You about Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op is partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabit internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet services to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking register interest, join the network with the fastest internet speeds available over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 per month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HDTV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Upcountry Fiber. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking updates, see areas currently under construction, and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. Walter Petula Road Rage, you want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. Quick break.
How would you like to drive a new car with no payments for 3 full months? That's exactly what you can do when your car loan is with State Credit Union. Visit one of their 19 branches or their website for details. Apply for your new car loan online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Offer not available for internal refinances. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring, to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving. Golf Cart Service, serving the upstate for the past 50 years, is an authorized club car dealer for sales, service, and rental. With new, used, and reconditioned carts, they also do special customization. With their service truck, they come to your business or home to maintain your cart. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616. Mention the Roar, get a free rear view mirror with cart purchase.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's that time of year. Basketball, softball, football, and cheer. Teams are scrambling to get uniforms on time. Even with supply chain issues, ACD Sports in Easley can help. They work with several manufacturers and get great-looking stock jerseys or fully sublimated uniforms. All with the extras like tees, pants, belts, socks, and parent shirts. They can even set you up with a custom team store so you don't have to collect the money. ACD Sports, next to Chick-fil-A on 123 in Easley. Online at acdsports.com.
If your stunning home has gone a little stale, it might be time to contact your local Serta Pro Painters. We bring the power of pro to every job. That's Serta Pro's power to do the job right, the first time, every time, and the power to renovate your home without breaking down walls. Take your home from blah to booyah. Get on Serta Pro's schedule today at SertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Kitchens are the heart of the home. It's the one place for the family team huddle, an entertainment headquarters, a children's art museum, and most important of all, a place to enjoy good food with family and friends. That's why a kitchen not only should be stylish, but comfortable and functional. Linden Design is a full-service design studio that specializes in kitchen remodels. Their Spartanburg showroom has kitchen cabinets, lighting, and flooring to create a beautiful space. Call 864-494-4317 to schedule your consultation or visit their location at 101 Chester Street in Spartanburg.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
Some people say
Waltham to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Dexter said, Ramona is brilliant. Dexter940 said, 16 teams left today. How many of the 16 do you have left in your bracket? How about Ramona? Oh, I don't know. Not many. I mean, like I said, the right side of my bracket, pretty good. The left side of my bracket, disastrous. So that you can sort of guess. What is this? Texas said, Walt didn't turn in until about 5 after work. What did you say about the Midwest? Love my Canes. Not sure about the matchup with Houston. I think Houston's one of the worst matchups left in the tourney for the Canes with the athleticism and quickness to match ours. Yeah, I sort of agree with that, except that I also think that your quickness and athleticism will challenge them. And they're not an elite offensive team. What I think is going to happen is I think you get a really close game. What did I say the score was? In fact, I have to pick the scores in this region. What did I say the score was?
Okay, when I was on the phone with Roy there.
Miami, Houston. I think I had Houston winning by 2, right?
Oh, Miami, I have plus 6.5.
No, the score. I gave a score out. You're supposed to be writing these scores down.
Today you did?
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago. Go way back in your memory to all of minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I have pages and pages.
Yeah, pages and pages.
Okay, Houston, Miami says 63-61 that you're picking
there
Houston.
There you go. 63-61, I picked Houston. I think it's a close game. I think
I just thought of something.
What's
They're
that?
Your picks. You should remember what they are.
That's not how it works.
I saw
something, Ramona, from somebody here before relating to Roger Goodell and the interns, and it said that, here it is, Texas 706 said, I did intern and made $10 an hour after I got hired on. After. See, I thought he was saying he made $10 an hour as an intern. I was going to say, well, you didn't intern here.
Yeah, that's why you see a lot of places where a lot of interns run around because you don't get paid.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, look, anybody in the radio business has gone through a period like that.
He says,
I did intern, though, and he made $10 an hour after he got hired on. After he got hired on, $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell, $70 million a year.
Yeah. That's why you don't talk about each other's salaries at the job. Roger Goodell's walking around making $70 million, and this poor little guy that was an intern that just got hired is making $10.
Where do you suppose? What do you suppose Roger's shoes cost?
His shoes?
Yeah, his shoes.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not up on shoes.
Yeah,
cost.
I'm guessing a real lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, problem is, wife's shoes probably cost a lot more.
I don't know.
Shoes that he walks on the stage with, those are probably specially named.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing like the most expensive shoes made on the planet. Rory, good to have you, Rory. Glad to know that you're feeling a little better.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in.
First of all, I'd like to mention, I seen that Willis Reed had passed away.
Yep.
And I didn't know if anybody had mentioned that.
Yes.
Willis Reed, a great player. Great player. Really enjoyed watching his career.
I think you can make a case that Reed's the most underrated player in the history of the NBA. He's certainly one of them.
I would agree with that. You know, especially in the time period when he played, you had, Chamberlain and Jabbar and a few other centers.
Russell. Yeah, the whole league was loaded with centers. The entire league was loaded with centers, and Reed was among the best.
Now my question I have.
You know a really interesting question is, who's the greatest center in New York Knicks history? Is it Willis Reed or is it Patrick Young?
I'm not going to try to answer that one.
Yeah, I love both players. Love both players historically. I might go Reed.
I would.
Reed won two championships. Now, again, Patrick Ewing, I give Patrick Ewing an out because when your second best player is John Starks, you can't win crap.
when Reed had Frazier and...
Yeah. DeBuscher and...
Barnett.
Yeah.
DeBuscher and Bradley and Phil Jackson and Jerry Lucas. You know, he had a lot better team around him. Anyway, my question, one of my first question is to you. Have you ever watched this television program called Swamp People?
Yes, many times. Many times. And now I have to admit, it's the same friggin' show every time. You know, in the end, the alligator always gets it in the head. It's the same. It is the same exact show every single time. I mean, they try and change it. They try and dress it up a little. And what they've done recently is they put all these chicks in the killing the alligators. That's the latest thing. Yeah, but in the end, it's still the same deal. The alligator always gets in the head.
Well, what today they're kind of hunting snakes down there in the glades.
Yeah, well, they have that. They have the special snake hunting episodes as well.
And last but not least, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take two underdogs in the Sweet 16, FAU and Princeton. And I'm going to let you comment on that, and I'm going to go. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you.
Well, you know, I don't need to comment on it because Ramona has those two teams. Ramona actually has those two teams still in the tournament. Ramona's the only person in America who has FAU and Princeton still in the tournament. But I think both of them have a shot. Both of them have a shot. But yeah, it's I don't know how many years of Swamp People you can watch. It's the same exact thing every episode. But
it's
just
the same.
But I do. Yeah. They get the alligator on their bait and their traps, and then they drag it up to the boat, and then they shoot it in the head. That's
what they do.
Yeah, over and over.
Well, why are they bothering the alligator where they're at? Are they overpopulated?
Because they get money. They get money for it. Well,
they get money
for
just going and getting an alligator and killing it?
Yeah, you get your tags and you get your certain...
Is it like hunting? They're trying to make the population lower?
I would guess that that's what the state of Louisiana is saying, that's the case. Now, in Florida...
I don't know if I'd want to watch that. That's kind of mean.
Well,
it's attacking someone.
Yeah. In Florida, you know, you have the Burmese pythons, and they are non-native, and they are...
Who brought one of those back from somewhere?
Who what?
I said, who brought one of those back? They're not native to Florida. Somebody had to bring them from somewhere else.
Well, look, what happens with the Burmese pythons is they were regularly sold in the pet store trade. And what happens is an average person who wants a large snake thinks it's cool. So they go in and they pay an exorbitant retail price for a snake, more than it's worth. And then they grow the thing up to 8 feet. And now suddenly they can't care for it, nor do they want the expense of feeding it. So then they put it up for sale and realize that what they think it's worth, it's not worth anywhere near that. So the next thing they do is they release it. Then also you had a hurricane hit one of the largest reptile breeding establishments in the country.
And they got everywhere?
And they all got out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They all got out.
I don't care for that.
So that turned it loose. And the problem is that the Burmese python has now become the apex predator, even above the alligator, in the Everglades.
So do they have a thing where, well, then the...
Yeah, you can go hunt them.
Where you can get so many and all that.
You go hunt them, you get paid for it. But, you know, it's... first of all, this... You know, this stuff on TV, okay? They have to try and like sell this stuff, right? So they have people with like bare hands who are getting bitten on their hand, and they you know, because blood sells. You know, if you're actually going to hunt those snakes, you're going to use gloved hands and or tongs as part of your. But make no mistake about it. You know, if you get a large constrictor, they're dangerous. They're dangerous animals.
I guess so.
And what they
wouldn't see me out there trying to do anything with one.
Well, and the thing is, they find the males more readily, and the males are smaller. What they've taken to doing is more recently they put transmitters in the males, and then hope that the males take them to the females.
Yeah.
And that has worked to a degree, but the problem is, to me, is that you can't fix it. Okay, it's too late. You can go out, you can have all these people go out and collect as many as they want, kill them off, whatever. You are never going to fix it, because you're just catching the drips, and it's out of control, and I think it's just the way it's going to be forever. And it's a problem, because the native fauna is being devastated by an apex predator that's not supposed to be there.
The native what? In English terms, what is this?
Native animals. The native animals.
Okay, just animals are getting.
But look, people think that that's like Florida's only issue. No, that's just some of it. There are a million non-native reptile species loose in the state of Florida, including cobras.
Okay.
There have been rumors for years about in the cane field areas of Florida about populations of cobras, and it makes sense, because again, all of the importers in the country, the vast majority of importers in the country exist in the state of Florida, and everything comes in through there, and the laws have changed somewhat, but pretty much you know, you can buy anything you want, you can buy anything you want. And so people did, and then they get out, or they don't want them, and they wind up releasing them too. And the weather is such in Florida that a lot of these animals can adjust. And so they do. And therefore, you have your problem. Now, the dilemma with going to the Everglades to hunt Burmese pythons, you know, again, this is not television. On TV you had this fat old guy with the tank top who's out there like barefoot hunting these snakes out there. You know, the thing is, there are a million dangers in the Everglades. They're not just the Burmese python, all right?
I imagine the spiders are as bigger than my hand.
Yeah, you have spiders, you have mosquitoes, but you have, you know, eastern diamondbacks, you have water moccasins, you have coral snakes, you have Florida panthers, you have bears, you have wild hogs. What am I forgetting? Again, the list goes on and on. You know, so it's, you know, again, on television, you're just basically getting the battle with the Burmese python part. That's what they do. But in reality, there are many more clear and present dangers down the Florida Everglades than just the ones that they present to you. So,
And
you know, I'll tell you something else. What they show, and they probably have sponsors. They're getting wild television money, which is where they're really making their money. That allows them to buy the type of vehicles that they're using to traverse the Everglades, because they have some damn cool vehicles to traverse the Everglades. They really do. I mean,
so that's why you want.
Well, you would sort of need that. You sort of need that. Now, if you go too far and it breaks down on you, then you're in trouble. You know, that's another worry. Yeah, but But in terms of the normal Swamp People shows, they all end the same way. The alligator dies in the end. There have been no episodes so far where the person dies. See, you'd like to see a little of that.
You think they'd lose a
A texter said
they should lose a hand every now and then.
Right, that's right.
You know, that would make it coming back.
Right, that would make it more interesting. Yeah. That would make it more interesting.
If it was a horror movie, that's exactly what would happen.
You know, or they have to take their shot from, they only get one shot, and they have to take that shot from 5 feet. And so,
or it jumps on them.
Right, there should be some balance in the hunter prey relationship.
Yeah, there should be.
Yeah, some competitive balance. Like, you know, like you get your one shot. If the alligator gets off the hook, they throw you in. You know what I'm saying?
Fair is fair.
That's right. There's got to be some sort of risk for you inherent in the process as well. All right, quick break. Wall tip to the road rage. We'll be right back.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Hey guys, did you grow up a pant size or two this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with a semaglutide weight loss plan from Low Country Mail. Semaglutide reduces your food cravings, lowers your A1C, and allows you to lose weight with little to no dietary restrictions or exercise. All of our weight loss and testosterone plans include primary care, labs, medication, and much, much more. No long-term contracts, straightforward monthly pricing, proven results. Make man men again, lowcountrymail.com.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni-owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com. Or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Come home to Clemson. While the students are on spring break, join the Clemson Alumni Association for the second annual Alumni Spring Break. Beginning Friday, March 24th, join fellow alumni and friends for fun, campus tours, golf, and live music at Clemson's Alumni Spring Break. You walked across campus during your years as a student, but you won't believe how much it's changed. See the growth around campus with various campus tours, walk inside both new and historic facilities. Head downtown Friday night to a closed College Avenue, playing host to a concert and block party beginning with a Clemson fave, Raven Mellon, and then the legendary Driving and Crying. Take part in the alumni golf gathering at the Walker Course and spend time on campus and in town like you did as a student. The second annual Clemson Alumni Spring Break beginning Friday, March 24th at your home away from home, Clemson. For registration information, go to alumni.clemson.edu/alumni-spring-break. That's alumni.clemson.edu/alumni-spring-break. Alumni Spring Break starting Friday, March 24th. Go Tigers!
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Rogan video of he's discussing this with this whole issue with some other dude about the Everglades. I gotta wait for it to reset so I can read you just the start of it, because most of the rest of it I couldn't read you.
Can't read. Okay.
No, I couldn't read you anyway. But like most of it. But okay, how would you describe the Everglades? No, I can't read that.
Well, don't read.
I thought we were at the beginning again. We were not.
No.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You say it was fun.
I'm waiting. Come on, get to the beginning. I don't seem to be able to reset it. You don't know about the Everglades? Nope. Anacondas and pythons in blank. Mostly pythons. They're finding them now. They're 17, 18 feet long. Anacondas or pythons? Pythons. Blank. They're eating alligators. Are they killing people too? For sure. Some blanking rednecks have disappeared, I guarantee you. If you wanted to get rid of somebody, man, take them to Python Country. They're eating alligators now because they basically have run out of everything else to eat. So, yeah.
That's bad. That's bad.
Well, you know, there's some basic truth in some of that. You know, and people are telling me about videos to watch on YouTube and everything else. Let me give you one to watch.
This is great.
Like, this is great.
You know.
This is great comedy. Trust me. This is great comedy. This doofus who I don't know where he is now. I don't know where he's located now. But this dude, and basically this dude makes his wife help him with this. His poor wife doesn't know what she's into, and God knows what's loose in their home. But all this dude does is keep venomous stuff. And his name is, on YouTube, it's Viper Keeper. This guy purports to be one of the world's leading handlers of venomous snakes. You got to check this out. he has a million videos. These snakes get loose in his place all the time. He is a total A-clown. But he thinks...
What's he doing keeping stuff that's poisonous?
Well, I know he has a large anti-venom stock, so there's that, but...
What? Well, it's going to run out sooner or later.
Well, you know, plus I think he has a couple things, that there may not be anti-venom to, which is also really smart. But, I mean, I'm surprised he's actually lived this long. I'm surprised his wife is still alive, too. Because she's
still bare.
Because she's... She just dabbles in it, and you can tell she doesn't really want to get, but, you know, again.
I don't want to watch that. I'm just looking at the pictures.
Oh, no, trust me, you do. Oh, trust me, you do. The Viper Keeper videos are friggin' hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. This guy thinks he's like a world-class expert in keeping venomous snakes. These are basically videos of what not to do.
This one video, I haven't even opened it. But when you run over it, it moves. No. He's opening the drawers, and they're just snapping at him. Yeah. I don't think
don't trust me.
Oh God, that's got more than one crawling on another one.
Trust me. Very, very comical. Watch them. Ben Milstead. We got to send him to Ben Milstead. I'm sure Ben will enjoy it.
That one. No,
Night's Entertainment. Viper Keeper videos.
That's even mean.
All right. In the East region, we got to get going here. In the East region, we have Michigan State and Kansas State. I'm going to say Kansas State
wins. You said straight up. Now you're taking a pick, a spread?
No, these are straight up picks. I haven't given you a score on that game, right?
Okay. No, it's just I have written straight up.
I'm going Kansas State 71, Michigan State 64. 71-64 Kansas State. We're going to find out not only whether I'm right, but whether...
What is it? 71?
71-64 Kansas State over Michigan State. We're going to find out not only if I'm right, but if any of these scores are actually like in the neighborhood.
Why is it so low?
Because, well, I mean, it's not really low. I mean, those are pretty typical college basketball scores.
Really?
And then in general, tournament...
Like 80s, 90s?
No, you don't see many of that. Yeah. You don't see much of that. And you definitely don't see it in the tournament. And you definitely don't see it once you get to the Sweet 16. Because everything tightens up. You know, you get tighter. The defense gets tougher. Everything gets tougher. It's hard to just go up and down the court. If you could just go up and down the court unchecked, the title would just go to Gonzaga every year. But tournament basketball becomes a little more half-court oriented. The game slows down. And that's one of the things that has hurt Gonzaga in the tournament. It's not the style of play they employ all year. In any case, so I'm going, what I say, Kansas State 71-64 over Michigan State.
That's what I've written.
All right. Tennessee and Florida Atlantic. Again, I actually think Florida Atlantic is the more skilled team. I'm not even sure it's all that close. But Tennessee is so much more physically mature. That's what worries me about this game. And I want Florida Atlantic to win desperately. First of all, I'd love for you to be right about Florida Atlantic. It'd be the greatest call in sports history. It would dwarf anything I've ever done. I would love for your Florida.
Thank you, but are you sure that's not just because your other side of the bracket is all smooshed right now?
No. Okay. No.
That would be cool.
You're the only nutcase on the planet to pick Florida Atlantic to win
I'm
the
not
whole
a
thing.
Nutcase.
You know, even
I'm not a nutcase.
Trust me. Nobody associated
case.
With Florida Atlantic picked Florida Atlantic to win the whole thing.
Oh, come on! They had 31 games.
I know they do.
Bracket.
We do ignore that. We ignore the fact this is it's now a 33 win team. 33-3. You don't win 33 games
hey,
without.
What do you think he played that song for?
Well, the one shiny moment.
For some
truth
underdog
to, that.
To come and win it.
There's some truth to that. Now you have me thinking again, because I was just about to pick Tennessee. Now you have
Well, don't let me influence you, because later on, if I get it wrong, it'll be, it's your fault. Yeah. You picked that, and I picked it, and blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'm going to pick Tennessee straight up. I hope I'm wrong here. I hope Florida. Well,
I
hope Florida Atlantic
wins. I don't want you picking my pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to do a score on them now.
Yeah. No, I am. Tennessee.
Well, straight up. Okay. That's
Tennessee 65, Florida. Tennessee 65, Florida Atlantic 62. There you go. 65-62. And I think the total is about 130, so that'll work. It's in the neighborhood. Then the South. And we're going to check on your Midwest and West brackets in a second. But the South, we have Creighton and Princeton. I had
Princeton, but I didn't have Creighton.
I really like this Creighton team. But I love what I've seen from Princeton in this tournament. I mean, Princeton's wins have not been accidents. You know what an accident is? An accident is a bigger team turns the ball over 20 times. They go 3-for-24 from three-point range. They allow a small team to stay around, and some 5-foot-4 dude for the small team drains a 30-foot three-pointer that hits the rim and bounces straight up in the air, hits back rim, bounces straight up in the air, and comes back down to the basket, and they win. That's not what Princeton's done. Princeton rightfully beat Arizona, the number 2 seed in the region, and then they eviscerated number 7 seed Missouri. They destroyed them. And again, honestly, I don't think a team's played a better game in the tournament than Princeton played against Missouri. Their ball movement, their player movement, their teamwork, their passing, their shooting was all unbelievable. Now, I don't know if they can replicate that against Creighton or not. I really do like how they played. You know, I'm going to go Creighton. I'm going to go Creighton 61-60. I don't think Princeton's going easily. And I am taking those 10 points, too. We've already given that out as a spread pick. I'm going Creighton 61-60. I don't think it'll be a ton of points scored. It's not the way Princeton plays. They sort of impose their will. You know, teams that want to play at a slower pace can. That is tournament basketball. So there's that. And then Alabama-San Diego State. The whole question here, as we said from the time that we learned that this was the game, would be, does San Diego State have enough offense to beat Alabama? We said that right away when this matchup was learned. And I think the answer is no. What they do have, though, is a lot of athletic ability and toughness. San Diego State is a tough, physical team. The whole game is going to come down to, as they drag this game down, as they play Alabama in a physical manner and sort of try and drag this game into the mud, into a rock fight, can they produce enough offense to beat Alabama? I think the answer is no. I'll be rooting for San Diego State because I'm rooting for anybody against Alabama, given the things that happened. But I just don't see it. I just don't see how they have enough offense unless Alabama has a really poor shooting night. On the other hand, remember, it wasn't that long ago that Alabama went to South Carolina and needed the cheating officials to donate the game to Alabama, because that's what they did. You know, remember on the Miller travel, when Miller took 14 steps, legitimately took 14 steps. He did. He took 14.
Is that many?
Yeah, he took 14 steps. And, you know, so you're like 12 and a half more than you're allowed. And he in fact did that and got away with it. So, I don't think they're invincible, but they're still better than San Diego State. I think it's 70-63. I think it's Alabama 70 and San Diego State 63. So now I've given you scores, right, on all 8 games. I've picked winners.
Yeah.
We're still working on spread stuff, but I've picked winners and given you scores on all 8 games. All right, just flat-out winners. Because that's actually the, you know, we forget about that sometimes when we talk about point spreads. The goal is actually to win these games, the tournament. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit clemsontigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Our Clemson women's basketball team will take on the Florida Gators tonight in Little John Coliseum in the Super 16 of the Women's National Invitational Basketball Tournament. Game time, 7 o'clock this evening, as this will be the fifth time that Clemson and Florida have met in women's basketball. The first meeting was way back in 1985, December 2nd, in Clemson, South Carolina. Clemson won by 4, 69-65. They would meet again the next season on December 15th, 1986, in Gainesville. Florida would win that one by a point. Then in 1988, they met in a tournament in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and on December 2nd of 88, Clemson won 63-47, and the last time these two clubs met was 1996, December 22nd of that year, in Boise, Idaho, in another tournament, and a number 22-ranked Clemson team knocked off Florida 52-50. Of course, Amanda Butler, a two-time graduate of Florida University in 95, her undergrad 97, her master's, was a four-year starter for Florida, led the program to their first ever NCAA tournament appearance, and of course 10 seasons served as head coach of the Florida Gators. So you know Amanda Butler would love to get this one tonight over the Clemson Tigers. Tickets still available. You can order online or you can buy at the box office. As always, go Tigers!
Hey, Anderson, if you're looking for a great place to work, Glen Raven is hiring. The maker of high-quality, world-famous Sunbrella products is looking for process operators, process technicians, quality inspectors, and material handlers. Now, they're seeking experienced pros, and they're also willing to train candidates who are new to manufacturing. So check out all the opportunities. Glen Raven offers a very competitive hourly rate. Plus, you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. That's right, you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. So apply today. You'll also enjoy generous benefits, including paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, a 24/7 fitness center, and more. It's an established company with an exciting future, so don't wait. Apply now at join.sunbrella.com. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com.
If you need custom leather patch hats for your business, church, school, sports team, or charity event, Hatflow Company has you covered. No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, and great prices. Custom Richardson hats, beanies, low-profile performance hats, and more. Shop with Hatflow Company and support a small local business where the highest quality, great customer service, and very affordable prices are top priority. Visit HatflowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatflowCo.com.